prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Women's Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Elena, the communications manager of Mr. Jeff. We also have Irene, the founder of Oh My Chic, and Anaïs, the communications manager. We are also pleased to announce that we have another visitor, whose name is Noemi. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Onda Mujer, and Milingual Spain, and Mr. Jeff app, and Oh My Chic _. So, let's get started. Are you always busy? Do you want to have more free time when at home? Do you despise laundry days? Do you not wear your favorite sweater for months because you're unable to wash it? Well, these wonderful folks have come up with an ingenious idea. They pick up your laundry at your house via a cell phone app and wash it, fold it, and bring it back within 48 hours. Could life get better? And are you into fashion? Do you like supporting local Spanish fashion designers? Irene and Anaïs are here to tell us about their newest venture, Oh My Chic, discovering the newest Spanish fashion designers and their products. So, how did you come up with the idea to start Mr. Jeff?
Well, the founders had that problem. They were working all day, and when they came home, they had to do laundry. They had to wash and iron, and they hate that. So they thought that maybe there would be many people in the same situation, and they found that solution.
And so basically the program or the service works that you coordinate via the app to have your laundry picked up?
Yes, we have an app and a website, and you can order your clothes, and we send a Jeff. A Jeff is a delivery man. The Jeff pick up your laundry, he takes it to the washing center, and in 48 hours you have your clothes back, so you don't have to do anything, only with your smartphone.
And this is available all over Madrid?
This is available at Madrid and Valencia. And next month it will be available also in Sevilla and Barcelona. And we are also in Mexico in 2 months.
Wow, you've spread fast. How long has this service been up and running?
We start Mr. Jeff in August last year.
Okay.
In Valencia, and in October we arrive at Madrid. And
you arrive.
We are growing up so far.
You're
so
growing fast. Quickly. That's exciting. And how many other business partners do you have?
There are 4 founders, and actually we are 16 people more or less working in Mr. Jeff. We have people in marketing, in working with the app and the website, also the Jeffs, and we are more and more every day.
And
just a quick question. Why do you call them Jeffs?
We call it Mr. Jeff because we think that we are like a person. It's a person name because Mr. Jeff is somebody that supports you and helps you to do laundry. And that allows you to have free time and can enjoy. So Mr. Jeff is like a support, like your friend.
Okay.
And so you said you're in different cities in Spain, and do you wash special products with different materials like silk or corduroy or leather?
The only that we don't wash is leather because it has a different process. But we also wash carpets, blankets, towels. And I think that Mr. Jeff is very useful to carpets because these are a heavy product. And it's helpful to take to your home and take it to the laundry center because the user don't have to do that with the heavy carpet.
And had you ever had some problems with clothes, or what happens if my clothes get lost or something?
Well, we also we don't have to do any to have any problem. But also it can be an accident. But you don't have to worry. If you have a problem, you can call us, you can send an email, and we can watch it and find a solution.
And where is the laundry done? Once Mr. Jeff, or one of the Mr. Jeffs, picks up these heavy bags full of dirty laundry and products, where does it go?
We have agreements with a lot of washing centers in Madrid and in Valencia, and it depends on your zone. Mm-hmm. It's different in the north of Madrid and in the south of Madrid. We can take your clothes to a different laundry.
Ah, so you're using already existing laundromats or washing centers?
Yeah, we have different centers.
Oh, that's good.
How much does it cost? What's the difference between taking it yourself and having someone taking it for you?
We have a minimum cost of 20 euros, but you, for example, a suit, a men's suit, it's 12 euros with Mr. Jeff, and we don't have any taxes for take and delivery your clothes. It's the final prices. Also, we have different packs. You can order, for example, a laundry bag and a shirt, a laundry bag and a suit and two shirts. We have different packs for different people, for women, for families.
And who is your average client? What kind of people use this? Are you doing a lot of suits and fancy clothes that are difficult to wash, or maybe more busy families with three dirty children? Or
actually, we are focused on businessmen.
Okay.
Businessmen that are very busy in his days and can't go to the dry cleaning to take their suits. So
mm-hmm.
I think that is very helpful for them.
I mean, I think that also maybe lazy people who are alone in their houses and they don't want to make anything.
Sorry, of course, lazy people and also families with a lot of children. And they have a lot of clothes to wash, and it's very helpful.
Yeah, I think the suits, fine, you wash them every so often, but I think it's the shirts and then the ironing with the shirts that really kills it for businessmen, having to actually fold them or, you know, hang them or whatever. And this time is, I think it's quite useful, actually. I'm sure that they find it and they will have probably the possibility to use a service like that.
That sounds, I'm pretty intrigued by this project. Because I definitely despise doing laundry myself. And we're quite a few people in my house. So
most of all, nobody likes ironing.
Mm. No.
Maybe you can wash, but you have to take a lot of time ironing every shirt, every trouser.
Mm-hmm. And so besides leather, you wash all different kinds of material. Do you do dry cleaning also?
Yeah, of course, we wash and we dry cleaning all your clothes, from suits to shirts, also carpets, every item.
And so you said you've been in Madrid since October.
We are in Madrid since October and in Valencia since August. And we start with the idea on July, so it has been very, very quickly.
Wow, so you came up with the idea, the five of you came up with the idea in July, and in August you were working and
only
cleaning Valencia.
Yeah,
wow.
Only 1 month.
And how did you choose Barcelona and Sevilla and Mexico City as your next destinations?
Well, there are big cities with a lot of businessmen and clients. And we decide to start with big cities first of all, and if it works, we can think about another Spanish cities. And in Mexico, we think that has a lot of possibilities to work.
And so, are some of you physically located in Valencia, or can you run this venture from a computer and a telephone?
No, we are four people in Madrid, and the rest are in Valencia, working together in the same place,
okay.
Physical place.
So you have an office in Valencia?
Yes.
And how do you coordinate with the Mr. Jeffs who pick up and deliver, and the times and the routes and the places, and Sunday morning and Monday night and Tuesday afternoon?
Well, we have two different times for pickup and delivery that are from 2 to 4 p.m. and from 8 to 10 p.m. Every day. That help us to group orders in that times, and that times everybody used to be at home at the end of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody used to be at home, and it's easy for us to do the pickup and delivery.
So you pick up and deliver at the same time, between 2 and 4, midday, Spanish siesta time,
yes.
and 8 to 10.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds very good. And are you also currently working with any bigger companies or hotels, maybe some office building or a place with uniforms?
Yeah, of course, we think that it's and it's a very useful service for companies, because they can order us to wash their work clothes and uniforms. And actually, we are working, for example, with Cartier and Carrera shop in Serrano Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that is very useful. They don't have to worry about their uniforms or their work clothes. It depends on Mr. Ye.
That's great. And I've read that you have your allied or united with two different insurance companies. What was that about?
If there are any problem with your clothes, maybe that are burned with iron, or we are lost, but we don't have to have any problems, but we have two insurance companies, so you don't have to worry about your clothes.
Sounds great. That's definitely a connection to our other visitors that we have today, with Irene and Anaïs, who work with local Spanish designers creating beautiful garments. And I'm sure both of you know all about difficult materials to wash from your experience with fashion. So can you tell us a little bit about what is Oh My Chic and how you came up with this project and idea?
Well, I've always been passionate about fashion, and I realized that it was becoming really difficult to find unique, original, and quality clothes, because you could only find traditional high-end fashion or low-cost and low-quality mass-produced fashion. And I wondered, What happened to affordable quality Spanish fashion designers? So it's difficult for the designer to be visible, and it's difficult for the consumer to find them. And I saw the need to give the designers the support, helping them to position their brand in a very competitive market. Hmm. And I create Oh My Chic.
And you're working alone, or besides with Anaïs, who else are you working with?
We are a small team of four. Anaïs is, well.
Yeah, we are a small team of four. I take care of the communication and social media. And we have another team member. His name is Walter. He is actually a fashionista, we're going to call him. He's a stylist. He knows his thing about fashion. He works with us at the boutique, basically looking after the customer, making sure their experience is one to remember for the right reasons, and that people who come into the boutique actually have the attention and someone who can advise them on what to wear. And we also have another team member called Paola. And she looks after all to do with audiovisual material. She's with us at our events and does all the photo taking and all the video making and editing, and just to make sure that whenever we have an event to do with designers and collections, that there's always material and things for us to work with and to give the designer the visibility that we're trying to give them in the first place.
Hmm. And you mentioned a boutique. Where is that, and what is that like?
Well, the way we support these designers is actually via an online community, which we call like a shop window, let's call it, online, where we can group them and people can find them all together. Then we, via that, we have a lot of content, which we circulate in our social media or our blog. And additionally, we complement it with events to try to give them the opportunity to have a catwalk, let's call it that way. And then now we've opened a boutique because apart from having visibility, they also needed to sell. So now we have a boutique. It's in El Barrio de Salamanca. Mm-hmm. It's in Duque Sexto 13. It's an amazing space. It's quite open with a lot of light. You have an amazing window. And there you can find specific spaces for each designer so they can sell their product in the way they want to sell it. And we also have some events there. We present collections, new designers, new seasons in fashion. And we also, we try to make it as a good experience. We have wines and wine tastings and all these kind of things. Sort of make it an experience. And that is why we've also been working with Milingual. Because from the 26th February, we're going to have sort of English exchanges, presentations to do with fashion. We want to talk about fashion in English for those who like fashion and for those who want to improve their English. So I think it's an interesting topic. Everyone is in a way or another related to fashion. And if you can learn a little bit of vocabulary and learn about trends in the same place at the same time, I think it's could be fun.
And you mentioned, how many different Spanish designers do you currently work with?
Now 18 more or less, but next month we will have more.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about finding designers or connecting with people who you find make interesting clothes or accessories or shoes?
Well, I think when it comes to fashion, it's a lot about, you know, looking at the clothes. So I think social media is one of those places where you can find what's out there. After that, it's really important for us that things are, you know, the fashion designer actually makes their clothes, designs their clothes, that is made in Spain, because we're trying to invest a little in Spanish skill, the Spanish creativity, Spanish skills when it comes to sewing and making clothes or other fashion complements. So we start looking at them in that way, and then we see if it matches with our concept, if they go well with the other designers we have. You know, if you have shoes for men, do you need shoes for women? Maybe. Do you need, you know, try to make it so when you go to the boutique, you can find everything you need in one place. And then we speak to them, and we try to find out a little bit more about how they produce, where they produce, that kind of thing. And if they feel it's interesting for them. We already like them because we've approached them. And a lot of the time, they find us online. And they go, oh, what are you actually doing? Because as a small fashion designer, I really need the push. I don't know how to, because it's a know-how to sometimes when it comes to business.
Mm.
When they're designers, they're not necessarily businessmen.
Sure. So they've got that creative side, but they don't necessarily
how
put
to
the
push
economic
that brand. Yeah.
Component yeah. in.
And are the designers physically in the boutique, or I mean, there is one person that represents that designer, because if you want to buy a specific clothes of one person?
No. No, the way it's done is because we, as I told you, the team, we are there. Our offices are at the boutique, sort of in the back. We have a very personal relationship with the designers. We know exactly, we need to understand their brands and how they sell their brands so we can sell it in the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
The way we have it is everyone has their little corner, and then they need to explain to us, let's call their values as a brand and how they want to sell their product. And then we sort of transmit that onto the customer. For example, it saves them the time, because there are other concepts like pop-up stores, for example, that do exist, but or markets, but the designer, they have to be there, and they're not really doing their work if they're sitting in front of a table trying to sell their product. It's really expensive. It doesn't give them any sort of brand value. It just makes, you know, you have certain quality products next to total different quality
sure.
products, and it sort of doesn't build up for their actual brand and what they want to achieve. So it's sort of a place where we choose things that are make sense for them to go together, and where we, as their sort of third party, look after all this, make sure we sell. If it's to measure, as we have jackets and shoes that are done for the person, personalized and to measure, we know how to take the measurements. We explain to the customer where it's made, how is it made, so the it sort of gives them the full experience of as if the designer was there, but they're actually at their place of work doing what they should be doing, which is preparing the following collection.
So, Oh My Chic is a complete concept for the new designers. It started on online promotion via our storefront called ohmychic.es and in our social media and blog. And also, the boutique starts because the designer tell us that they need a place to sell their products and to gain visibility and brand image. And
yeah, so it was sort of a request. Okay, it's all very nice. I can feel the positive effects of the communication and all this. But now, what are my options to be able to sell? I go to a, you know, Christmas market where, as I said, you could be sitting next to whatever other designer with whatever
cookie cutters.
Other, yeah. And or I go to a pop-up store and then I have to spend my weekend, pay a lot of money and spend my time and, you know, waste my time there in a way, because
sure.
why should I be doing the selling where I should when I should be doing the designing?
Hmm.
So
and also we have a showroom to promote their clothes and media
and
to
traditional media. You know, you have it on TV, you know, someone famous is wearing it. So it gives
stylists.
Them sort of... we work a lot with stylists and personal shoppers, so it's sort of giving them the contacts and sort of channels for them to communicate and distribute their product.
And who are your average clients in a day in the store? What kind of people tend to come in and peruse through the different clothes and communicate and come back and shop for with you?
It's quite varied. Our idea was women around 30 to 45-ish, because you do need, you know, again, you might require a certain sophistication and, and maybe certain types of, you know, job and things, you know, that was our idea. But it does happen. It is the case. But also because of where we are located, we have the average lady that lives in, you know, in that
neighborhood.
And they tend to, it's interesting because of the type of fashion, and obviously that it's a little bit more, it's not, it's a little bit more, you know, exclusive, and they look at it a lot, and then they tend to come in and ask the question and then think about it a little bit more. But the general consent is that a lot of people have come in to actually say, thank you for doing this, because I didn't know where to find this kind of fashion. And thank you for this, because it's a shame that these skills are completely sort of slowly getting lost in time. And they do exist, and someone should do something to give it a place in this market, because there is a customer for everything. But customers didn't know where to find it. So generally, it's just people who like fashion and would like to look different to everyone else, instead of everyone looking exactly the same.
How many times have I been out saying, oh, I've seen three of those jackets today? Must have been in sales at H&M last week.
Oh, no, the one I bought last week. Oh, there it is. Everyone has it now.
Exactly. So you get front window of Primark and Gran Via, no? And so for both of you, coming from a fashion background with definite interest in fashion and style and self-expression, for the two of you personally, why is fashion and style and self-expression via clothes, earrings, hair, boots, bag, makeup, the whole shebang, why is that important for you personally?
Well, I think, we think actually that sometimes the way you dress defines the way you're going to feel that day. And depending on what you have to do that day, you'll dress one way or another. Yeah, because if you need a certain amount of confidence, then you would probably go with, you know, something that looks fantastic.
Sure.
You really make an effort, because it will give you that confidence. And at the same time, I think even when people think they're not interested in fashion and they try to dress against or different to trends, that's also having an impact in fashion. That's having your own style. That's having your own trend. So I think it really determines many things, the way you feel. It shows the way you feel sometimes. It reflects society in general. I think the fashion in each country or in each place, it actually is a reflection of what's happening socially in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's very difficult to get away from fashion. Some people have the possibility of spending more or less.
Sure.
Some people have specific styles. But it reflects your personality and who you are and how you want to feel that day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has an impact on everything.
And following a very small market of limited production clothes like what you offer, do they tend to follow the standard TV everyday fashion trends that change, or do your clothes tend to vary and be quite different? The short tight pants with the ankle showing is what I've seen around. Do you follow that style or
not really, no.
Yeah, I think there's a mix.
Mm-hmm.
You do see hints, because if you want to sell, you need to go with the times. But the idea is that they're going to be a little bit more unique, a little bit more creative. The idea is that if you're going to invest or spend the money in something like this, is that they're going to go, oh, maybe there's something very, you know, characteristic of that brand. And maybe you're going to be like, oh, look, it's that brand. Or it varies. It has a hint of the trends of the moment, color wise, but sometimes they just go with their own thing, and there's always going to be a market, a niche for
creativity.
For creativity and looking different.
And the key is how to combine the clothes. Because if you have a good and a quality cloth and you know how to combine it, you can go every day with the same cloth, but in different way. People are changing, and now are looking for to have less clothes but quality clothes instead of a lot of low-cost clothes.
The same thing in every color.
Yeah.
And we help people to and explain them how to combine it and how to wear it, because I think it's very important and people want to.
Well, it's been great to hear from our representative of laundry life-saving, Mr. Jeff, and to hear about this new fashion design. And I can see a future in washing high-quality clothes via Mr. Jeff. And it's been great hearing from all of you today. We're always looking for more guests. If you'd like to join us in the studio, definitely sign up for a session on www.mylingual.com. Thank you so much for joining us. And you can follow us on Onda Mujer and Milingual on Twitter and Facebook with the hashtag Mr. Jeff. Thank you.
We'll guide planets and love. We'll steer the stars, steer down in of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.